Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Jharkhand today. Nation pays homage to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Prime Minister to take part in Swachh Bharat Divas program in New Delhi this morning to unveil various sanitation and cleanliness projects. Nearly 70% voter turnout recorded in third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Conflict escalates in West Asia as Iran launches massive missile attack on Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns Tehran of consequences. Indian Embassy asks its nationals in Israel to stay close to safety shelters. And External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar discusses bilateral cooperation and West Asia situation with his U.S. counterpart Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in the state. It includes the launch of ambitious Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. Our correspondent has the details.
Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan. Among the various projects to boost government's efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure in Jharkhand, the Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan is pivotal. The initiative aims to foster holistic development in tribal villages, bringing transformative changes to the socio-economic landscape of the region. The Abhiyan will cover around 63,000 villages in 549 districts, benefiting over 5 crore tribal people. Related ministries and departments would be responsible for implementation of schemes under Development Action Plan for Scheduled Tribes in next 5 years. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate 40 Eklavya schools and lay foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools worth over 2,800 crore rupees and will interact with the beneficiaries of different schemes. Later, Mr. Modi will also address public meeting at Gandhi Maidan during the concluding ceremony of BJP's Parivartan Yatra in the state. With KK Lal's report from Hazaribagh, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News.
The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu called upon the people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity, and with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams. The president also called upon the people to strive to continuously advance the development of the country and society. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said, "Bapu's life and ideals based on truth, harmony and equality will always remain an inspiration for the countrymen." Functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha is being held at Bapu Samadhi, Rajghat, in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers, Leader of Opposition Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi, Vijay Ghat in Delhi. Paying tributes to the former Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said, "Lal Bahadur Shastri dedicated his life for the soldiers, farmers and self-respect of the country." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Swachh Bharat Divas program in New Delhi this morning on the occasion of 155th birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. The event marks the completion of 10 years of the Swachh Bharat Mission, one of the most significant mass movements for cleanliness. During the program, the Prime Minister will launch and lay the foundation stone for several projects related to sanitation and cleanliness worth over 9,600 crore rupees. More from our correspondent.
The Swachh Bharat Divas program will showcase India's decade-long sanitation achievements and those in the recently concluded Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. It will also include nationwide participation from local government bodies, local bodies, women's groups, youth organizations and community leaders, ensuring that the spirit of Sampurna Swachhata reaches every corner of India. Under Swachhata Hi Seva 2024, transformation of around 6.5 lakh cleanliness target units have been achieved. Nearly 1 lakh Safai Mitra Suraksha Sivis camps have also been organized, benefiting over 30 lakh Safai Mitras. Over 45 lakh trees have been planted under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will today launch development projects worth 685 crore rupees in the state under the Swachh Bharat and Amrit Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually participate in the Swachh Bharat Divas event. We have a report.
Swachhata Hi Seva program to be held today at Kusabhau Thakre International Convention Center, Bhopal. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will provide an incentive amount of Rs. 3,000 each to 2,314 Safai Mitras of Ujjain as Municipal Corporation Ujjain gets 3-star rating. On this occasion, virtual Bhumi Pujan will also be done for Sagar Sewerage Scheme worth about Rs. 300 crore and water supply schemes of Sivni, Malwa and Chindwara. The Chief Municipal Officers who have done excellent work in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 will also be honored. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The center has released over 5,850 crore rupees to 14 flood-affected states. Maharashtra received 1,492 crore rupees, Andhra Pradesh over 1,000 crore rupees, Gujarat 600 crore rupees, and Telangana nearly 417 crore rupees, among others. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. Jammu and Kashmir has registered a voter turnout of 69.65% in the third and last phase of assembly elections. The highest turnout of over 76% was reported in Udhampur district. The Election Commission said voting in the final phase of assembly polls concluded in a peaceful and celebratory atmosphere in all 40 constituencies which went to polls yesterday. It said three-phase polling has concluded, heralding a new dawn for the region. The poll body said there have been no re-polls so far and overall voting has beat Lok Sabha elections 2024 record. Campaigning is in full swing for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on Saturday. Today we bring profile of Julana assembly constituency of the state. Our correspondent reports that this time Julana seat has transformed into a hub of intense political activity as two female wrestlers are vying for victory. We have a report.
Julana assembly seat has become a hot seat in this assembly election because this time female wrestler Vinesh Fogat is contesting from here on a Congress ticket, against whom BJP has fielded young face Captain Yogesh Bairagi. Aam Aadmi Party candidate Kavita Dalal is also a wrestler. This time the contest is expected to be interesting. 200 polling booths have been set up for voting in Julana constituency, where 1,84,665 voters will exercise their right to vote. Apart from these, there are 1,754 service voters who will cast their vote through ballot papers. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Iran launched a massive missile attack on Israel last night, raising fears of an all-out war in West Asia region. Iran claimed that the missile attacks were in response to the recent killing of senior leaders of armed groups Hamas and Hezbollah. Israeli military said around 180 missiles were fired, most of which were intercepted. It said no casualties have been reported from last night's attack, adding that no more threats were seen in Israel's airspace. Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Tehran that it made a big mistake and will pay for it. Israel's allies have condemned the attack. Talking to reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden pledged unwavering support for Israel.
The United States military actively supported the defense of Israel, and we're still assessing the impact. But based on what we know now, the attack appears to have been defeated and ineffective. And this is testament to Israeli military capability and the U.S. military. But also a testament to intensive planning between the United States and Israel to anticipate and defend against the brazen attack we expect. Make no mistake, the United States is fully, fully, fully supportive of Israel.
The United Nations and European Union have reiterated call for a ceasefire with the UN Security Council due to meet today over the issue. Meanwhile, in another development, at least 6 people were killed and 9 wounded in a suspected terror attack involving shooting and stabbing in Tel Aviv last night. The attack took place moments before Iran launched a barrage of missiles. Israeli police said at least 2 gunmen were involved in the attack and both the terrorists were neutralized. On the other hand, according to Lebanese authorities, cross-border fire between Israel and Hezbollah continued, with more than 50 people killed by Israeli strikes. Meanwhile, in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asia region, the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals in Israel to exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel within the country, and stay close to safety shelters. The embassy said it is closely monitoring the situation and is in regular touch with the Israeli authorities to ensure safety of all Indian nationals. In case of any emergency, people can contact 24/7 helpline of the embassy 972-547-520-711. Another number is 972-543-278-392 and email cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is very much concerned at the possibility of broadening of the conflict in West Asia. Speaking at the Carnegie Endowment in the United States last night, he called Hamas's attack on Israel on 7th of October last year a terrorist attack. Speaking on India's position in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Dr. Jaishankar said New Delhi is playing its role in the resolution of the conflict by assisting in communication between the two sides. Referring to the evolving situation in the neighborhood, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's relationship with its neighbors today is much stronger since independence. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. The two leaders followed up on the Quad meetings and bilateral talks held recently at Delaware in U.S. The discussions also covered deepening bilateral cooperation, situation in West Asia, recent developments in the Indian subcontinent, the Indo-Pacific, and Ukraine. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Sarah. All dailies have widely noticed Iran's retaliatory attacks on Israel. Hindustan Times headlines, Iran fires ballistic missiles at Israel as conflict turns direct. The Asian Age writes, Iran missile barrage at Israel as IDF starts Lebanon ground operations. Record water turnout in J&K headlines the Pioneer on the maiden assembly polls in the state. The Hindu notes, panel on air quality deploys flying squads to curb stubble burning in Haryana, Punjab. Supreme Court to list pan-India norms to stop bulldozer justice, writes the Tribune. And finally, in a bid to revive the Yamuna River, over 500 NCC cadets, officers and citizens participated in the Hamari Yamuna Walkathon, highlighting the urgent need to restore the polluted river that was once the lifeline of the capital. The Tribune writes, Hamari Yamuna Walkathon highlights urgent need for river revival. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in Jharkhand today. Nation pays homage to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary. Prime Minister to take part in Swachh Bharat Divas program in New Delhi this morning. To unveil various sanitation and cleanliness projects. Nearly 70% voter turnout recorded in third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Conflict escalates in West Asia as Iran launches massive missile attack on Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns Tehran of consequences. Indian embassy asks its nationals in Israel to stay close to safety shelters. And External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar discusses bilateral cooperation and West Asia situation with his U.S. counterpart Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.